Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. All right. Anything update, Deborah Mark, on the travel situation?
Oh, wow. If you just heard the KFI in the sky, Mike O'Brien, he was saying that it is just outrageous on those roads. Oh, yeah.
No. Can I say it then? Pack your patience.
Yeah, you can. I think you need to pack a lot more than your patience, Ken. It's going to get worse.
All right. Yeah. She's keeping a close eye on the travel situation.
Close eye.
The roads, the airports. Yep. A close eye.
And don't forget the CHP out in full force starting soon. Yeah. Well, this
right.
evening.
Yeah, people who drink too much for the holiday.
Or you speed, you're gonna get in big trouble. You're gonna get pulled over.
She's actually too good at this. Yeah.
I know.
Then your Thanksgiving will be ruined. You'll be in jail.
Okay. Are you done now?
Can we come to your house for tofurkey?
Oh, Ken, I would love for you to come over.
You're not a big tofu eater, though.
God,
right.
No. No, we're having real turkey, but I'm not having any. I'm just having some vegetables and some desserts that are vegan.
You're going to sit there in the corner at your own little table with your vegetables?
Mm-hmm.
It's her birthday on Friday.
Yes, it is.
Oh, how about that?
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Happy birthday on Friday.
Thank you.
Are you working on Friday?
I am not. Nope. Nope. I'm taking my birthday off.
All right, we turn now to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, because police in Idaho did have some sort of a news conference. John said he listened to a lot of it on the murder of the four college students in their off-campus house, which occurred last weekend. So let's find out what happened.
Alex.
Hey there, guys. Yeah, so the police said, come together. We want to talk to you guys. And we thought, well, are they going to say they got a suspect? Is there a big break in this thing? And they said, well, we've done 150 interviews, 1,000 tips have come in that we've looked into, 103 pieces of evidence collected, 4,000 investigative photographs taken, and we don't have a suspect, we don't have a murder weapon, we don't have a motive. And so they're saying the public, they need help.
We ask anyone with any information related to what happened with these four who are in our community, their interaction with others, and whether they expressed concern or commented about someone or something strange to get that information to us.
So we are a week and a half into this, and the police chief saying nothing has led them or the FBI or state police to understand who did it, why they did it, what that motive was. Was it a crazy serial killer? Was it a relationship? Was it a stalker? There had been rumors of that. They say wasn't that, they don't think. And they are, though, finally confirming what we've been reporting for a week, where that 911 call came from wasn't from a roommate, but was from somebody, probably a boyfriend, very close to one of the surviving roommates, and they explained it as this.
The call reported an unconscious person. The call originated from inside the residence, and a surviving roommate's cell phone was used. During that call, the dispatcher spoke to multiple people who were on scene.
And it seems like these were people who the surviving roommates woke up and went, whoa, and called friends over. And then somebody said 8 hours later that they should call 911. And then they got there and found everybody who had been stabbed. And police are saying the roommates have been ruled out as suspects. There were questions about that early on. Others who were around them that night. And the online world has been going nuts. There are Facebook groups. There are, I mean, sleuth websites, streaming channels where people believe that they have solved this thing. And it was, well, it was the Uber driver. It was a food truck. And police were saying, no, they've ruled a bunch of people out.
We do not believe the following individuals were involved. The two surviving roommates. The male seen in a grub truck video circulating on the internet. A private party who drove Kaylee and Madison home. Any of the individuals who spoke to the dispatcher on the 911 call.
So, guys, today they did a lot of, you know, we've seen these rumors. That's not true. We've seen this. So media asked, what is true then? Like, what do you know? And that's when they began holding back again, asked, so who was the target of these four? Somebody comes in with a knife, most likely targeting one person and then maybe found the others and got them. And the chief saying,
well, first and foremost, we have the integrity of the investigation to preserve. And we feel like that information is integral to us and how we conduct our investigation. Releasing that to the public may or may not flood us with a lot of information that's not relevant or specific to what we're looking at.
He was asked, well, wait, you're telling us you don't know anything, but then you just said you do know and you think you know how the whole thing went down. And he said, well, I'm not going
to
tell you.
We don't want to put our investigation in jeopardy by releasing what we have. There's always a balance between what you're willing to release versus what you're trying to gather.
Okay, so is there any evidence that the attacker went to the first floor where the two surviving roommates were? Those who were killed were on the second and third floors, and he says, man, I'm not going to tell
you. That information will not be released at this time. It's part of our investigation, and as we stated earlier, there's many things that are involved in an investigation that we will release and things we won't.
So basically, we're going into Thanksgiving. They don't know. They're going to work over Thanksgiving.
Well,
they
wait, I'm kind of confused. They do know what happened exactly?
Well, they
don't?
Think they've got theories based on evidence of why the suspect, if he ever went onto the first floor, he or she, whoever it is, went to the first floor, but they won't say, was one of them being targeted? They said that they believe they know that, but they're not going to say. It seems like we.
But they don't know who did it.
They don't know who. They don't know where the weapon is. They don't know what the motive was. All of that, they don't know. They do, though, now believe, based on mainly on the autopsy, that they were all asleep. They were all in bed. And most did not have defensive wounds. A couple of them did. They believe woke up, then began fighting. But they say they're going to be working through the Thanksgiving weekend. The FBI, they've got their BAU, their Behavioral Analysis Unit, like the TV show Criminal Minds. They're on scene coming up with a profile of the killer, a possible profile. They're not going to put that out there, but they're working on that. So at this point, they say they don't know who did it, and they're going to keep working it.
I guess people in this town and at the university are pretty worked up and scared here about
murder. Oh, they are, yeah. And there have been a lot of students who have said they're not coming back. And that they're done until there are answers in this. And so the school came out today, the president of the school, and said, we get it. You don't have to come back from Thanksgiving break. If you're too scared to come back to this town, here, he put this out to students.
Some are not comfortable being back in Moscow until a suspect is in custody. Others are asking for in-person classes and the structure that life on campus brings. To meet the needs of all of our students, we have asked our faculty to work with their classes to allow each student to complete the semester either in person or remotely.
He said they learned how to do it during the pandemic, and he said until a suspect is found, that if students say they don't want to come back, they can work remotely, and that's fine.
All right, Alex, thank you very much for that update.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, about the murders of the college students in an off-campus house at the University of Idaho, which has now been, what, 11 days? Something like that. They were discovered on a Sunday morning a week ago, Sunday, so it's like 10 days. And not much.
Police not much just, they're saying.
I'm sure police are being pressed to say something to the media, did today. But again, the important thing is stuff they know that could be big, they don't reveal because they don't want whoever they're looking for to know some of the things they know.
That's understandable.
But still bothers me, if there was some effort to stave off the killer, they had that part. They passed up the two roommates on the first floor and went and killed the people who were sleeping on the second and the third floor. That's really weird. I mean, that tells you there's somebody that knows the house and was perhaps targeting these four.
Yeah, I would think that indicates a target. And yes, they've been in the house. So it's somebody who is very well acquainted with at least one of the victims.
Yeah, I got to believe that. And then that part about the dog. The dog survived. Where was the dog in the house? And the dog didn't set off any alarms?
The dog's
or any...
supposed to go nuts.
Unless they really knew this person and, you know, they came in and felt comfortable and didn't bother when the guy goes upstairs and starts stabbing
people. Wasn't that a Sherlock Holmes story, the dog that didn't bark? And the whole crux of the story is, well, wait a second. The dog didn't bark. If it didn't bark, it means the dog knew who it was. And that led them to who the perpetrator was.
You know, I never do this, but I'm really tempted to go look at what people are coming up with on their own. The idiots that are out there, private amateur sleuths who are trying to figure this out.
Well, you know, because most of them are idiots, but then there's a certain percentage who are really smart guys, and this entertains them.
See, that dopey Gabby Petito story. We all knew all along the boyfriend killed her.
You're
good Lord. Why was that a mystery? Stupid. But this one is a real mystery, so to speak, because they don't have anybody.
It
seems like every possible avenue, they come back and say, well, we checked it out. We don't think that's it. The guy at the food truck, nah. The roommates, nah. The ex-boyfriend or the on-and-off-again boyfriend, nah. Do you remember the phone calls that were made?
You know,
one of the victims kept calling her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, but on-and-off lover, it says. And he didn't answer, but they said, well, he was asleep, so...
The town is only 11,000 people. The college has about 8,600 undergraduates. There aren't a whole lot of people.
In terms of suspects.
In terms of suspects. When you eliminate all the women and, you know, the older men and the children, and you zero in on probably the guy is between 18 and 34.
And what they tried to do quickly.
And then would have a connection to one. It's a small number of people.
What they tried to do quickly is, from the wounds, they tried to figure out the type of knife, and then they went around to stores that sell that type of knife or might sell that type of knife.
Yeah.
That's what they do to see if they can get a lead on who came in to order that. It might be video in the store, but
I don't think that
panned out either.
Or there's like credit card receipts that they could track.
Yeah. But of course, whoever did this could have had that knife for years and just, you know.
Yeah.
All right. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Well, you know, the World Cup is going on in Qatar. And, of course, one of the big stories there was a major upset when Saudi Arabia defeated Argentina. And you see, Japan beat Germany. Mm-hmm. The Japanese soccer team, I didn't think was really a force.
Well,
Germany, I know, is.
Yeah, I can't remember them being a big deal in soccer now.
Well... Saudi Arabia is also in the news because it's back. What's back? Executions. Hmm. Apparently, in just the last couple of weeks, they have beheaded 17 people. Yes, death by sword.
No wonder the players were so motivated.
They apparently had said they were not going to do this. But that was back when, remember that journalist who was killed, Khashoggi?
Yeah.
And they were under the spotlight by a lot of groups because it looked like that was carried out by government operatives who killed a journalist.
Well, they sawed him into pieces.
He was. Jamal Khashoggi was brutally murdered, and John's right, cut up into pieces. The Saudi Arabian government, of course, tried to divorce itself from that story and make it go away. And I guess they've decided, since that was a couple of years ago, that the intense media coverage of the country on that front is off, so they went on a execution spree. Mostly drug offenses. Boy, at this one place in the world, as much as you feel sorry for that WNBA player who's stuck in Russia, Could have been, you do not want to get caught on a drug offense in Saudi Arabia.
You know, I thought the same thing, that if she'd been caught in Saudi Arabia, her head would be gone.
They'd send her head home.
Yeah. You know, the 9 years at the gulag is going to look a lot more inviting compared to what they do in Saudi Arabia.
The kingdom had previously given a commitment that it would not impose the death penalty for drug offenses, but it's apparently gone back on its word. They executed 7 Saudis and 10 foreign nationals, so they will execute you even if you're not a citizen. They have allegedly executed 130 people this year. Well, that would outdo any American state easily.
And they do the sword for all these.
They did for these, allegedly. I think that's normally what they do.
That's tough.
They don't think they have an electric chair, and I don't think they have a gas chamber, and I don't think they do lethal injection.
It's amazing that that's not a deterrent. I mean, dealing drugs, whether it's your small time or big time, you don't have to do that, right? There's plenty of ways to make a buck. You don't have to sell drugs. I mean, if they're chopping off heads, wouldn't you say, I think I'll sell fruit?
Yes. Look, there's a lot more money in drugs, but yes, you have to weigh that against
just an easier life, just a little more relaxed.
You don't want to lose your head over this.
That's right. Because aren't you on edge all the time that you're going to be ratted out, or maybe there was a video camera on you, or one of your customers is going to spill?
I've had no real inclination to travel to Saudi Arabia, but if I did, I'd sure want to make sure all my luggage was clean.
Oh, God, I'd be terrified. I'd be terrified. What if somebody planted something?
When I was an accountant decades ago, they would send some of us to Saudi Arabia because the company had the accounts of several of the oil companies in Saudi Arabia.
Did you go?
I did not. They were looking for volunteers. I thought about it. I mean, it was only my 20s. I thought this might be quite an adventure. Then I heard a few stories that, you know, you had to watch yourself. And I opted not to volunteer.
I'd be worried.
Plus, I was not an expert either in the oil company audits. So
right.
I didn't really know if I would qualify. So... they're trying to save right now a Jordanian man by the name of Hussein Abu Al-Khir. He was arrested. They thought he was smuggling drugs into the country. His family says he was nothing but a taxi driver, a bus attendant, and a fruit and vegetable vendor.
There you go.
It's absurd.
See, that
would
have been...
father of eight could be a drug kingpin.
That's my choice, fruit and vegetable vendor.
That's what you said, right.
Well, but maybe he was trying to make a little extra on the side because...
They think that he bought large quantities of drugs in Jordan and tried to bring them into Saudi Arabia for sale. This happened in 2014. He was arrested. He says he only confessed because they tortured him, suspended him from his feet, and beat him on his stomach and legs. Well, that'll get you to admit anything, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
An appeal court lifted the guilty verdict, but the government ordered a retrial 6 months later, but he got resentenced to death in November of 2017. So he's had 5 years. And they think his time might be coming. Because it wasn't long after that when Khashoggi got killed and looks like Saudi Arabia kind of backed off beheading people. But now that it's back on.
See, because everything is so unfair and crazy, you could get unfairly blamed by somebody else, right?
Yes.
Who might be the one who dealt the drugs, but it wasn't me. That guy over there. Go look at the vegetable guy there. Uh-huh. That's not vegetables he's selling. And what are you going to do?
You think it gets that nasty there where people just point fingers at everybody else?
Oh, sure. Well, it's survival. If you make it and the other guy doesn't, you win. You're guilty. He's innocent, but he loses. Off with his head.
All right. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI. Yes. You
know, the next Poland game?
Yeah. When is it?
5 a.m. Saturday, our time.
Against?
Saudi Arabia.
Oh, wow. How's that for timing?
What's the punishment if the Polish team beats Saudi Arabia?
If they ever go into that country.
Yeah.
These games are in Qatar, but it's not that far away.
I don't know. If I was the goalie, hey, look, wide open.
Oh, right off their upset of Argentina, they're playing the Poles.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, John and Ken, KFI.
Shoot, come on, shoot. Just
AM 640 live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
The 12th annual KFI Pastathon is here. Here.
Here?
Chef Bruno's Charity.
What, right there in your room?
Right here. I'm looking at it. Chef Bruno's Charity Katerina's Club provides more than 25,000 meals every week to kids in need in Southern California, and your generosity is what makes it happen. Donate at pastathon.com. Shop at any Smart and Final store in California, Arizona, and Nevada. Donate at checkout. Go to any Wendy's restaurant in Southern California and donate. And 100% of your donation goes to Katarina's Club. Neil Saavedra's Fork Report show will be broadcast this Saturday at Smart and Final in Lake Forest. All details at Pastathon.com.
Yes. Pastathon.com. Easy to remember.
That's correct.
All right, so this deserves a few minutes on the John and Ken show because it tells you all you need to know about one of the biggest frauds in the history of the state. That is the phony that is the governor, Gavin Newsom. He is nothing but an empty suit. Style and substance, and of course, he's positioning himself to run for president. Everybody knows it. Biden just turned 80. Who knows what'll happen in 2 years? Biden's talking good big now about running again, but don't you believe it. And John, of course, believes Biden will not finish the 4 years of
right.
his term.
Yes.
So we have that to mark down. So Newsom stands in a field in Napa and declares the end of the peak wildfire season in California and then goes on to basically take credit for it. Wow. Now, here are the numbers. We listened to months and months, because of the drought. 2022 is going to be a horrendous fire year for California. Everything will burn. And now that it didn't, well, it's because we prevented it from happening. Oh, go to hell.
We control the climate. We control fires. We are all powerful.
He says that we added a lot more to the firefighting fleet, and we made massive investments in forest health and resilience projects. What the hell that means.
I read that if they tried to do what they need to do for the forests in California, it would take decades to catch up because it was 100 years of bad policy. Literally 100 years of bad policy.
Right.
So the idea that they did, maybe they all worked really hard, but because they neglected it for a century, they've got to work for many, many years to catch up. It was just luck.
Here's what happened. Last year, 2.5 million acres burned. This year, so far, just 362,000. That's a remarkable difference. And I can't tell you how many stories I heard about.
Sure.
We got to prepare for this because of the drought. It's worse than ever. Everything will burn. They went on and on for months earlier this year.
But that's nature. Occasionally in Los
Angeles. It also says we can't predict this stuff. We do not know.
We get 40 inches of rain in L.A. every once in a while in the wintertime. Some years that we get 4 inches. It's off by a factor of 10.
Yeah.
Same thing here with the wildfires. 2.5 million acres 1 year, 360,000 another year. That's just the randomness. And you're right. I mean, they cannot predict anything. And it just doesn't. They make bad predictions, wrong predictions, and then they use that to justify all their insane policy and their insane taxes. It makes me crazy. We are helpless. We are absolutely helpless when it comes to the climate and nature and fires. We're just bystanders. We can make it worse by not tending to the forest for 100 years, but we can't predict it.
Yeah, prescribed burns. They claim they did more of that. In fact, the latest climate mitigation plan is to have more prescribed burns. And it may sound wrong because fires emit, obviously, gases into the atmosphere. This is what did us in 2020. Those big fires released so much climate gases that they wiped out like decades of progress. Now, what happened this year that they say helped? There was an unusual appearance of a tropical storm in the case of one of the big fires, which helped stop its containment.
Right. And how often does that happen?
We did not get all that crazy dry lightning we got in 2020. Remember that? Mm-hmm. We used to call them the complex fires. That didn't happen either this year. So between the two, as one analyst said correctly, we just got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not Gavin Newsom's policy. He didn't say that. I'm saying that.
It's the randomness of life.
Yes.
The randomness of the climate. And you know what I resent, too? If they did any work that helped mitigate this in any way, that's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. I can't stand people, organizations, governments who don't do their job most of the time. Then they get shamed into doing it a little and then say, well, look at what we did. We deserve credit. It's like, no, that's what you've been paid for, and that's what you didn't do. for so long.
That was the point of him holding this news conference in a field in Napa, was to take credit. That's what he did.
To take credit.
To take credit, to talk about how they added a bunch of fixed-wing aircraft and how they did what they call mitigation with prescribed burns.
Yeah, because
that's what he went on and on about.
His first few years were such a disaster because he hadn't done anything. And now the government does its job in a small way for a short time, and they want a freaking parade. I mean, that's just insufferable, intolerable. God.
Well, that's who we're dealing with. An oaf who, of course, this is just another in the long line of events he schedules to position himself for 2024.
This is going to be rich. I pray every day that he runs for president.
Oh, I do too. Once he's on the national stage and he's challenged, he's going to look like the fool he is.
Write this down. He's going to be the most foolish candidate the country has ever seen.
Just the most foolish they've ever seen.
Yeah.
There's been a long line of fools.
No, but nobody's had his ego and his emptiness. This is a really bizarre combination.
I just can't wait till more people hear him speak and go, what the hell did he say? What is that? With his jargon.
Yeah, when he gets to the Midwest and the South.
Oh, I know. They'll just be staring at him. This is what California has in charge.
Yeah.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Steve Gregory will be along right after the news at 5 o'clock with an update on the cadets who were run over by that man in South Whittier about a week ago when they were out jogging. We talked to the attorney yesterday for that man, but this is a different kind of story about the cadets who were hit. 25 of them were hit by that SUV, and Steve will tell us what that is. At the news at 5 o'clock. We were left speechless in the show earlier, so we will play it again. The father of the Colorado Springs shooter has emerged, and he has done an interview with a San Diego area television station. And again, your jaw will drop. We thought the mother was nuts. Wait till you hear the father and his story and him speak about his son and the whole situation. So,
have you seen photos of the mom from at least years ago?
I have not.
She was a blonde bombshell.
No, here we go.
She looks like the kind of wife a porn guy would marry.
Okay.
No,
how many years ago?
Well, I don't know when the photos are from.
I mean, the guy is 22. She's got to be in her 40s.
No, I've seen more recent photos, and, you know, things fade. But whenever the photos were from when she was young, really, really quite striking looking.
No.
I mean, because he was such a blob, I just imagined, you know, trailer woman. That's why it took me by surprise.
All right. Well, you haven't seen her today, though, have you? She might have turned into Trailer Woman.
Maybe. Maybe she was destined. Often that happens.
She was renting a house in a woman's home when her son apparently went off with a bomb threat. So, and then she was arrested for arson. What a family. All right. So that'll come up in the big 5 o'clock hour. We now turn to a health segment on the John and Ken Show. And you may have heard us talk over the years. The expression was, eat a peanut, die. Remember those stories about kids and parents who were worried about nut allergies and what it could do if their child was exposed? I mean, this led even a major airline to stop handing out peanuts. Remember one of the major airlines?
Yes.
Had your little package of peanuts.
And anti-peanut signs and
warnings about it could contain nut dust.
Yeah, peanut warnings on food labels and in restaurants, on menus.
Well, now there's another avenue to explore. It's rare, but apparently it happens. We're talking about a woman from the United States, and she's not the only one, who, has a nut allergy. Mm. And I guess she had unprotected sex with her male partner, and apparently he eats nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there was traces of nuts in his semen, and it infected her, and she got a painful swelling in her female part. A burning sensation.
So a woman's vagina can be allergic to peanuts?
Well, it's part of her body, yes. Sure. Your body has a reaction, and since that's where the entry point was, that's probably where I'll use the word inflammation's going to be, or the reaction.
So everything...
This
everything
couple from Virginia was trying to have a baby, so that explains why they were having unprotected sex.
Uh-huh.
She got a case of vaginitis, which can cause, itching, discharge, and pain during sex. Usually it's caused by infections or skin conditions. However, as detailed in a medical journal, it was triggered by her existing food allergy to nuts. She only suffered this condition when her partner finished inside of her. So they told him to stop eating nuts. Well, what do you think happened?
No after more that, allergies.
She did not have any reaction. So that apparently
so things calmed
was
down.
Cause and effect.
Down
yes.
There.
Right. And also, they did try using a condom. She also did not experience any problems.
Well, I guess everything you eat can, or everything a man can eat,
can end up in
your sperm. Yeah.
That's
your semen.
Exactly what we learned from this.
that's a tough way to learn it.
She was allergic to both peanuts and tree nuts, which includes almonds, cashews, hazelnuts, pecans, pistachios, walnuts, macadamias. So they had her partner cut out all types and see if the problem stopped. And guess what? She reported no further complications in her sex life.
You could.
They don't know and did not detail when he ate the nuts versus when they had the sex, you see.
Like how long does it last in there?
Right in his system and transfer to his emissions. Yes.
Well, maybe, put it. Maybe he's got to clear out the system before he.
In this Daily Mail story, they also found a woman. I don't know. OnlyFans. Does anybody know that? Is that a show or a?
No, that's a.
OnlyFans.
That's a website where you can perform sexual antics for your audience.
How do you know?
Up? Yeah, really. Yeah, don't give us. How do you know?
No, I've never gone.
Stop
on
with
there.
The delay tactic.
Well, I mean, it says here.
Let me ponder
that question. Maybe they'll forget they asked me that.
No, there are attractive women who make a lot of money.
How do you know this?
Well, it's in the news. There's articles everywhere about this stuff.
Yeah, Lucy Banks from Australia. She makes £33,500 per month on the website.
Oof,
and that's
right.
Analogous to U.S. dollars.
So
close.
you go on camera. You could do this with your Zoom camera, your laptop, and you take requests from the fans.
Oh.
And the fans say, well, do this. Or you have your own pre-taped, rehearsed performances.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And you charge them money for access.
Well, she's another one that said this happened to her. That her boyfriend had eaten peanuts earlier in the day, and it transferred to me.
You no longer have to work for some disgusting porn movie company. You could be an independent
kind of in business for yourself.
Freelancer, right. Yeah. And you just sit in your room and
It's live stuff or
it's live or it's recorded. It's I mean, I've never gone on, so I don't know exactly how it works.
Well, sounds like you know a lot about it.
I gotta believe you're right because I'm looking at the pictures of her and
yeah.
She's called an adult star, so that tells you what it means. Yeah. And she's doing quite the posing.
Sometimes wives do this on the side.
Oh, really?
Yes. Not mine.
Again, but... how do you know?
I was just going to say.
Neighbors? Who is this?
Sometimes. There's right. A lot of subcultures out there, and these people are making a ton of money.
So got to get by somehow.
It's a very different world.
Well, this is the reason that people aren't taking jobs anymore,
John.
They're doing this kind of stuff in their homes.
And they're making a lot of money.
Yeah, enough to get by, right?
Can you imagine trying to explain this to your parents if they were still around?
I could not. All right, next will be Steve Gregory to talk about some fundraising for the cadets who were run over by that man in South Whittier. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Marek, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.